Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Every day is the Super Bowl. Let's go, Todd.
Let's go.
Come on.
We can do this.
By the end of the day, we will have the opportunity for you to vote on the most valuable, least valuable Danette, the most improved, least improved Danette, and eventually I will give you the most valuable, least valuable backroom guy as well. All of that coming up before the holidays, before Christmas. There might be a comeback Danette of the year. I'm not sure. You know who I heard from yesterday? Comeback, McLovin.
Oh, yeah. Award season?
Well, I don't know. McLovin just, he reached out, and it felt a little weird that he was reaching out, just saying hello. Yeah, Paulie?
I think I know what this is about.
Okay.
I'm guessing this is McLovin making sure he's on the Christmas party invite list. He loves a good party. You have your yearly party, which the spread at your party is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Okay.
And you know McLovin loves to eat.
Do you want me to invite McLovin and his family to the Christmas party?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. Yes, Eden.
Wait, did McLovin reach out to you or did Perloff reach out to you?
McLovin.
McLovin did?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if McLovin was still a thing.
He's still McLovin to me.
He is? Okay.
Yeah. He's still McLovin to me, damn it.
I thought maybe like Perloff reached out.
And no, it was like, oh, no. I know, hey, that's who he is now.
I still call him the San Diego Chargers, man. I'm going to call him McLovin for 10 years.
Yeah. He's McLovin. That's who I know him as. But he did reach out. I don't think it had anything to do with the show. He just said, hey, just reaching out, saying hello.
And where's my invite?
It's a big spread at your party.
Yeah, it is.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. And nobody loves to eat more than McLovin does. No one. No one.
Or to be watched eating.
Well, you drove him crazy.
I poked him a little.
You
bit.
Did. You'd be like, hey, McLovin would have a sandwich and Todd would go, oh, you got a sandwich there?
Ooh, a little chicken salad on a pita. Nice.
And then McLovin would just look at Fritzy with just such disdain. Be like, stop.
But I would point out a crouton in his salad because he doesn't like the carbs of the crouton. So I would help him out. Say, oh, you got a crouton. You missed one there.
Last day to guarantee shipping for your orders on danpatrick.com will be December 15th. Okay. That's the last day that we can guarantee that you'll get things in time for the holidays. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Let's see. Poll question, hour three. Seton, what are you going to have for us?
Let me update you, Dan, with hour two.
Okay.
Hour two, we had who needs a win more tonight, Baker Mayfield or the Raiders?
Yeah.
Right now, 52% is
Baker Mayfield.
The Raiders.
The Raiders. By the way, the World Series.
Baker doesn't Mayfield me.
The World Series odds for next season. I was curious with all the comings and goings with free agency. The Astros are still your favorite, followed by the Dodgers, then the Yankees, then the Mets. Mets and Braves are tied. The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are tied with the Padres after signing Xander Bogaerts. And then it's the Phillies who went to the World Series. They are next on the list. Raiders are 6.5-point favorites against the Rams coming up tonight. Don't know if Baker Mayfield Jr. III is going to start. I would not be surprised if he starts. Wouldn't be surprised if, even if he doesn't start, that he does play. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Here is Sean McVay, the Rams head coach, on adding Baker Mayfield.
When you have a player of his caliber come available and you look at just the circumstances and the situation surrounding our quarterback room, we felt like it was the right move for us. He's a guy that I've always respected his game, liked a lot of things that he brings to the table.
Doesn't it sound like he's doing that soup commercial every time he talks
totally.
Now? Yeah. Chunky soup!
Gotta get your protein. We got a big meeting this afternoon.
Let's go. Minestrone!
Hearty chicken and vegetable.
Yeah.
This flip chart.
I wonder, though, you start to look at that roster, and Albert Breer brought this up over the summer when we talked to him, the Monday morning quarterback, about how long Sean McVay will continue to coach. And this would be by choice. If you start to look around and you go, okay, do we have a quarterback? Matthew Stafford, does he play next season? Is Baker Mayfield going to be your quarterback? He looked at the media, a job in the media this past year. And, you know, with the amount of money that's there, and he's an energetic guy, I don't know if you put him in studio, you put him out there with doing a game, probably in studio. You know, he might look at this and go, maybe I'll go through one more year here. But Tony Romo is making more than Sean McVay is right now. But Sean McVay is making a good living. The question is, are you going to be successful? Because you still have Aaron Donald. Cooper Kupp will come back. Jalen Ramsey. But you just don't have the money to play with to be able to go out. And you don't have the draft picks either. It was all in to win a Super Bowl. And that's exactly what they got. All right, Paulie, you got a quiz for us.
I have a quick NBA quiz for you, Dan. Do we have Marvin? Do we have basketball music?
Do
we
have, okay. I don't know. All right.
If we do. As a matter of fact, we don't, but I'll find some.
The hardwood.
Should have told you before the show.
Yeah.
Okay, how many players in the NBA, this is part of the quiz, how many players in the NBA average
11.
22.
Oh, sorry.
You're pretty close. Average 22 or more points scored per game.
This year. I'm going to say 15.
25. That's the first part of the
I'm
quiz.
I'm going to say 25.
So there's 25 guys in the league, or I guess you consider that a good score, 22 plus a game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many players in the league average fewer than 1 3-point attempt per game who also average 22 or more points per game? That means they just don't shoot threes.
Zero.
One. One player in the NBA does not take threes and is averaging actually 24 points per game. Who can name him?
Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson is correct. He does not shoot threes. He has never shot threes. He averages 0.6 threes attempted per game. Since he started in the league, he's at the same exact rate.
But he's averaging 19 points in the paint per game.
He is a unicorn in every sense because, you know, even Anthony Davis is a great post scorer. But when he was at his peak, he was averaging 3.3 threes attempted per game.
Yeah.
And you know why Anthony Davis is improving this year? He doesn't take threes anymore. He's down to 1.3 three-point attempts per game. He's just taking care of the paint.
And he's healthy. Or at least he was, and then he got sick. Had the flu, and then LeBron was out as well.
I'm kind of fascinated by Zion, and I know we all are about the leaping ability, but his game is so unique compared to the rest of the league. Like, DeMar DeRozan's a scorer who doesn't shoot threes. He takes three times as many as Zion.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan, a great scorer who doesn't rely on the three.
Yeah.
And you watch some of these games, and you're going, they just keep shooting. There's never that moment where the coach goes, hey, how about we try to get something inside here? It's just everybody keeps shooting. And they figure, we'll eventually make a couple of them. But just the whole coaching philosophy now, just keep shooting. And not everybody should shoot, but they keep shooting. The most three-point attempts in the NBA per game?
I'll give you the number. You guys guess the player. 11.8 attempts per game.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. That's like a James Harden-ish from 4 years ago.
Okay, so it's not Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Steph Curry is...
I thought it was a trick question.
11.8 attempts per game. A couple years ago, he was down a little bit. When Durant joined the team,
yeah,
he dropped it down a little bit. He's back. Lillard's up there. Klay Thompson's up there. Buddy Hield. Jason Tatum is averaging 9 threes attempted per game. Donovan Mitchell's up there, too.
Yeah. Feels like it's Jason Tatum's MVP award to lose this year. I mean, they're a good team. You know, it goes back to what I said. How many players have that tune-in quality? How many players would you say in the NBA where you go, oh, they're playing, I'm going to watch this? Ja Morant, definitely. Luka. Giannis is still in there for me. Durant, I would watch. But Durant with Kyrie, I would watch. I'm still fascinated by them. Dame, when he is healthy, I still love watching Dame Lillard. LeBron, Steph. I watched Kawhi the other night because I was like, I'll be damned, Kawhi's playing basketball.
Like an eclipse.
Yeah, he's going to probably have to sit down for a couple of games, and then he hit the game-winning shot. Who else would be in there that I'm missing?
You're big on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I do think that he is a very underrated, great player.
He's averaging 31 points per game.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it's his name?
Yes, it is. we've been talking about this since he started.
But we got to come up with something like SGA.
Yeah, but even that doesn't work. It's too complex for us to...
How about Shai Shai?
That'd be better.
Okay.
Like, that's why Giannis Antetokounmpo, when he was starting and he was averaging like 11 points and 7 rebounds, we didn't have to learn his name. When now Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which I have to like pause every time, when you're averaging 31, we got to learn your name.
Well, I'm watching Inside the NBA or TNT's Inside the NBA, whatever the show title is, and they called him Shai Alexander Gilgeous. And I'm like, you know, that just seems to, because you're not watching Oklahoma City. You have to go out of your way to find Oklahoma City. Anybody else that we're missing that you would say, I'm as great as Jason Tatum is, he's not a tune-in factor.
I go back to Gilgeous. The hyphen really jacks things up for people, too.
How about we call him the hyphen?
Okay.
Okay.
We got something there.
All right. I don't know.
Because SGA just isn't...
No.
Not feeling that.
In there, SZA? Is there
an ODB?
No, a musician?
Oh, SZA.
Oh, SZA. Yeah, SZA.
Okay.
Yeah, SZA.
Right. Stay with me. Come on.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Like Carl Anthony Town is hyphenated, but it's Carl Anthony.
It's Cat.
Towns.
No, he's Cat.
Yeah.
He's Cat. Anthony Edwards is interesting to watch, but, you know, it's a sport that's really predicated on the star power and what. Okay, Devin Booker. You're going to tune in to see Devin? If he's on, I would watch. Chris Paul? Yes, Eaton.
Anytime Devin Booker is matched up against Luka, it is must watch.
Mm.
Must watch. That rivalry that has been brewing over the last couple of years is one of the best things in the NBA.
And
right now,
neither can guard anybody. So that's always fun to watch as well. Yes, Marv.
I'm with C, and I definitely think matchups are important. Like, so if the Grizzlies play the T-Wolves, yes, maybe I'm the only person watching outside of those markets on Bally Sports Minnesota, but I am there. The chippiness is going to be through the roof. Or what about teams? The Kings. I like the Kings. I like the Cavs. Nobody else might, but I do.
Oh, don't jump on my Cavs bandwagon. You're better than that.
I'm not, though.
You're not better than them?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like Donovan Mitchell. Not tune-in factor, but when you watch, you realize how great he is. Yes, Paul.
I do love watching the regional networks for the regional commercials. You're like, Minneapolis' number one Toyota dealer is Walzer Toyota or whatever it is.
Jimmy Lipper.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad just wants to get you a car.
It's always the family.
My dad says no one beats his prices.
We move trucks and pasta.
That's where I would always advise somebody when, you know, you want your family to be out there, and they probably shouldn't be selling whatever you're selling, but it's like, hey, I own the company. We're going to be doing those commercials. Those commercials are shot in standard definition. There's no 4K or anything.
Bad lighting.
Yeah.
The dude always thinks he's funnier.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Thompson from Jim Thompson's Chevy, Toyota, Pontiac, everything.
And nobody beats our deal.
Nobody. Like the whole sales crew is there. We're here for you when you do the point. Everyone points.
Yeah.
No credit, no problem. No job, no problem. We're getting you in a Kia today.
Or in a giant cowboy hat or something. Yeah.
It's the end of month at Maplewood Toyota. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I will not be outsold.
Just come in and ask for my dad, Jim.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, God. Skippy.
Kids are the worst.
Get the 5% discount if you come in and you say, hey, Jimmy.
10% Charlie. That's for me.
Doesn't 10% Charlie sell rugs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah, that's a real guy.
Yeah, that's Kahood.
Yeah.
Kahood rugs. Yeah. And ask for 10% Charlie. I can't imagine going in and go, hi, where's 10% Charlie?
Do you guys remember the commercial in your town when you were a kid that played on TV all the time?
Crazy Bruce Liquor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Crazy Bruce is the one. Yeah.
Okay.
In Chicago is Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet. It was these two guys. We're here for you, and they had the slick suits. Solozzi Edelson.
Yes, Todd.
I just don't remember. I don't know if that was not Crazy Eddie. His prices are insane. I don't know if that was the East Coast thing. Get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie, and Crazy Eddie will beat him. His prices are insane.
I don't know what we accomplished there, but
in Chicago, there was Empire Carpet. You drove by, it had a big sign, and they had a thing. 588-2300 Empire. Anyone's from Chicago knows. When you hear 588, you answer 2300.
Empire.
Today.
Let's take a break. We'll regroup. We're back after this. Twitter confirms that 5.4 million user accounts have been exposed in a software vulnerability and personal information, emails, phone numbers. This is from a data breach in 2021. And then they put it on a hacker forum, so it's free for the taking, and then people get that information. You got to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Stealing identity, and protect your identity with LifeLock by Norton, because LifeLock will detect and then alert you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves. You could be a victim of identity theft and not even know it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. That will give you 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's the best of both worlds. The LPGA's Nelly Korda and others join the stars of the PGA Tour, the QBE Shootout, December 7th through the 11th on NBC, Golf Channel, and Peacock. Last segment, we were talking about commercials that you grew up with, you know, the local commercial that was played over and over and over. I remember there was a guy named Cash D. Ambergy, and you get to save cash with cash. And I think that was his real name. It began with a K, so it was Cash with a K. You can save cash with cash. And we're like, all right. I don't know what he did. I just knew that I could save cash with cash. I didn't have any cash, but yeah. Yes, Paul.
Remember the movie Raising Arizona, and the big guy is Nathan Arizona. He owns Unpainted Furniture. And he goes, is your real name Arizona? He goes, no, it's Hoffines, but no one wants Unpainted Hoffines or whatever his name was. Nathan Arizona.
Or I'm not Nathan Arizona.
It's a good flick.
Wow. That's the first movie I remember where you're watching it and they didn't have the opening credits or anything. It just, the movie starts. And then you're about 15 minutes in, and then that's when they start the movie and they have that theme music.
That's how it sounded.
It did. The Coen brothers. And that's Nicolas Cage, John Goodman,
Holly Hunter.
Ooh.
There's a scene where Holly Hunter is driving with Nicolas Cage, and my kids saw the clip of it. They didn't see the movie. And she goes, we got a child now, everything's changed. And my kids have been saying it for a month. We got a child now, high, everything's
changed.
Then
they leave the baby on top of the car. Nicolas Cage goes in to rob a convenience store, and the guy goes, you got a pantyhose on your head. the boxer, Randall Tex Cobb, who forced Howard Cosell to stop calling boxing matches, I think. Was that the last boxing match Howard Cosell ever called?
Yes. Larry Holmes versus Randall Tex Cobb. And he roughed up Tex Cobb pretty bad, and that's when Howard Cosell gave it up.
Tex Cobb wouldn't go down, but he plays this kind of bounty hunter in the movie. Randall Tex Cobb went from being a boxer and then became an actor. But Raising Arizona is a wonderful movie. All righty. Tim in Seattle. Tim, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. First time, long time. 6'2", 10".
Okay.
I wanted to mention, I've been looking forward to this game all year when the schedule came out. Mm. I think it's going to be a high contingent of Raider fans in L.A.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we all know why.
Yeah.
Being a casual fan that most people are, people don't know that Raider fans or Raiders don't retire jerseys. There's two other teams that also do not do that. It's also the Falcons and the Cowboys. Who is your favorite Raider? Who do you think should be retired at the jersey number?
Well, I love George Blanda. I just couldn't believe that there was... Now, George Blanda looked like he was 60 when he was 47. Tom Brady is 45 and looks like he's 35. But George Blanda, Jim Otto was the center. He wore 00. Daryl LaMonica, Freddie Biletnikoff. Cliff Branch, man, I just remember whenever it was the Raiders were playing somebody, they had so much star power. And just, you knew the Raiders, Alzado and Matuzak and Sistrunk, Gene Upshaw. I mean, offensive linemen were famous. Dave Casper. But I remember Daryl LaMonica was the Mad Bomber. I was like, man, that's a great nickname. Lester Hayes. They had so many star players because they played for the Raiders, and the Raiders were playing in big games. Who would be the first Raider jersey? You would retire something of significance to Al Davis, I would guess. But I know that they've done something, you know, with the new stadium that Mark Davis did for his dad. John Madden, but he didn't have a jersey, obviously. Give me a Jim Plunkett. A couple of Super Bowls in there. Let's see. Who would be the Raider that I would? Kenny Stabler. Kenny Stabler would probably be the first jersey I'd retire. Snake. That was another one. I don't know why they called him Snake. Couldn't run.
Maybe something else.
Whoa, here we go. By the way, in 38 career games, this quarterback has 72 touchdown passes, 10 rushing touchdowns. With 3 touchdown passes this weekend, he will join Andrew Luck as the only quarterbacks in NFL history with at least 75 touchdown passes and at least 10 rushing touchdowns in their first 3 seasons.
Welcome to the fraternity.
Joe Burrow. 72 touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns. Get 3 more, he's up to 75. Yeah. They play Cleveland.
Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Von Miller is done for the season. Now, this is a big deal. Because I don't care how many sacks Von Miller has during the regular season, I can almost guarantee in the playoffs there will be a strip sack at a huge moment and Von Miller would be involved in it. He's done for the year. And it should be something that's talked about on these NFL shows because you know, he's had a good year. He's got, I think, 10 sacks?
In 12 games, Von Miller led the team with 8 sacks, and 12 quarterback hits. He was the best rusher on the team.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Losing Von Miller, he is an impact player, and he's only 33. I say only 33, but he had played a lot of the plays. I think he was in, 75% of the plays?
He was flirting with the Pro Bowl at 33.
Yeah. That's a big loss. Big loss. Now this is where Ed Oliver, some of these other guys, you know, the secondary's always been, you know, banged up and a little suspect. That felt like, you know, that's been a weakness for this team. But I don't think people feel as confident with the Buffalo Bills as they have in previous years, 2 previous years. Tyler in South Dakota joins us on the program. Good morning, Tyler. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, with all the talk of the most valuable Danettes,
yeah.
I think there's one name that's being left out, and that is Andrew Perloff McLovin, because this is the classic case of addition by subtraction.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. There'll probably be some write-in votes for McLovin to be the, most valuable or least valuable, or both. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
Slow fourth night last night, but switching between HGTV and Food Network, I stumbled onto the ESPN and watched the Celtics really destroy the Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
I have no vested interest in either teams, but I've got to tell you, Joe Mazzullo is doing an incredible job, and I don't hear too much press on him at all, so I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. Thanks.
Well, to step in, given the controversy, and they're better than they were the previous year, this is and that was a big move for them because he's only, 31 years of age? Yeah, Marv?
He's also one of those random college players that I remember. I was like, oh, he was on the West Virginia team.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And my wife was like, how do you know that, you geek? I was like,
Yes, he's no Pitsnoggle.
Yeah, was he on the Pitsnoggle era or the Joe Alexander Vanilla Sky era?
Vanilla Sky.
Ooh, man.
Which era was Joe Mazzulla?
I thought I came up with a great nickname for Joe Alexander Vanilla Sky. He just wasn't a good enough player.
Loved him.
It's like, I gave you a great nickname, dude. Come on, you got to be better than that.
He was a freak athlete.
He was.
Deceptively, too.
Yeah,
I didn't see
deceptively.
It coming.
Deceptively athletic. Yeah.
How can you see that coming?
Yeah. Vanilla Sky.
A 6'8 guy who was built like that.
No, he could jump.
Oh, he's athletic? Who knew?
Yeah, he could jump.
Oh, muscles and a good build?
Yeah.
How dare him be athletic?
Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Quick vote for most valuable backroom guy, Penny.
The dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, are we going to have a most valuable dog? Because Winnie, my dog, and then there's Penny. So, there's going to be tension between those two dogs, as if there isn't already enough. This could fracture this show. This might be the end of the show, right here. Because now everybody wants all the votes to be public and who's voting for who, who's the most valuable, who's the least valuable backroom guy. Paulie wants everybody on record for this. What could go wrong? By the way, the gambling podcast, Bad Larry, Dylan, and Shea and Irving, that'll be coming up a little bit later on today. We'll record that right after the show at danpatrick.com. The poll question, what's the update here, Seat, for the final hour of the program?
Yeah, by the way, just quickly, I have Joe Alexander playing in Israel currently.
I saw you'll never guess, Paulie. We had a debate years ago. We had a debate with Kevin Love and O.J. Mayo.
Was that right around draft time?
Yes, yes, yes. Who's going to be better? And I said to Paulie, Kevin Love is a 15-8 guy. That's it. O.J. Mayo can put up big numbers. O.J. Mayo, I think, okay, O.J. Mayo just got signed to play.
Are we playing the Where is O.J. Mayo game?
Where is O.J. Mayo?
Love that game.
Wow.
Yeah. Nobody else is playing this game. Anybody want to guess where O.J. Mayo is playing? And I'm not quite sure where he's playing. I have an idea. It's like, you know, where's Waldo? O.J. Mayo.
You ever think it's how weird it is that he's named after a drink and a condiment?
Okay. Or he could be after O.J. Simpson.
Right. I would go with the drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to go China.
China. Okay. Marv?
I was going to say Taiwan.
Taiwan. Seton?
How about Greece?
All right. Pritzy?
Turkey.
I think O.J. Mayo might be in Africa. I think. Turkey and Mayo. I see what you did there,
Look
Todd.
At that. Look
okay.
At that.
All
he
right.
brought it home. He brought it home
okay.
for us.
All right. Can you confirm that, Paulie?
Ovington J. Anthony Mayo is his actual
name.
The eighth.
Yeah.
Checking where he is right now. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday and I go, oh my God, O.J. Mayo. Played at USC? Yes, Paul.
I have him recently on an Egyptian club called Zamalek.
Okay.
Of the Egyptian Basketball Super League.
That's it. Yeah. Egypt. Yes, Todd.
And if the defense can't stop him, they can't what?
Contain him.
I was thinking hold the mayo is what we were looking for, the judges. They can't hold the mayo. As I slip further and further
that
down.
That joke,
the
Sphinx. Egypt.
Okay.
Okay.
It was forced.
Yeah. It's okay. What, Todd?
I thought you'd like that a little more than that.
No, but...
I feel like I got two strikes against me. I've said this many times before. Before I even utter anything, I'm already
0-2. No, I gave you turkey and mayo.
Begrudgingly.
No, I applauded. God, you're so needy.
I really am.
You are.
Isn't that terrible?
Yes.
After all these years?
Yes.
I can't give you a pat on the back every 12 minutes. I just don't have the time to do that.
I just loved O.J. Mayo going to USC. There was nothing fishy about a guy from West Virginia going to Los Angeles. Not one thing.
Nope.
No accusations.
No. But I think O.J. Mayo grew up in, was he in Cincinnati?
I think he's Southern Ohio kid.
Yeah.
Remember we were doing the show, he had a dunk to win the state title, and I think he booted the ball in the stands and ran up in the thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Tom?
I think he was born in Hellman's Kitchen. That's what I heard. I don't know. Who
All
knows?
Right. Okay.
Hellman's Mayonnaise.
But people have to understand there's a Hell's Kitchen. They have to understand.
Is that not a national thing? I guess it's a very New York thing.
Yeah.
There's a part of New York called Hell's Kitchen, and Hellman's Mayonnaise obviously is a product.
God.
Gonna need a Miracle Whip to feed this.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh. O.J. Mayo, is he was averaging 7 points a game last year.
I got to put a condiment on. Practice safe radio. Practice safe radio.
Condiment.
Here.
Come on. That's a double.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What happened? What happened?
I want you DOR mayonnaise.
Brad in North Carolina. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. This has kind of gone off the rails.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
So you guys were talking about bad regional television ads. One that I grew up with here on Tobacco Road was Billy Packer shilling for this loan shark company called 1-800-MR-CASH. It was the most cringeworthy thing ever, but it just reminded me of that when you guys were talking about your local regional TV things. I'm not sure if you ever saw it, but it was
terrible. Yeah. But you'll see, like, big-time actors do commercials over in Asia. They'll be in, Brad Pitt will do a beer commercial in Japan, because we don't see those. And, some of those are really corny. But that movie Lost in Translation with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson was based off of
right.
that.
He's over there getting like a million to a vodka commercial or something? Sin Coro.
He wasn't doing Sin Coro.
No, it was something like that. It was a name like that.
Like tequila. That would be a tequila.
But it was like
tequila.
For happier times. Remember Bill Murray doing a thing?
Yeah. I thought it was a vodka for some reason.
I thought it was whiskey.
Oh, well, Japanese love their whiskey.
Suntory whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Suntory whiskey.
Suntory time.
Yeah. Suntory time.
Scarlett Johansson looked great in that movie. Mm. Giovanni Ribisi was her husband.
He was good in that. He was good in that role.
Yeah, but I couldn't understand why he just got married and then didn't want to spend any time with Scarlett Johansson. He was always like, I got to travel. I'm a photographer here. Didn't make sense to me. But then you couldn't have the movie if right. all of a sudden it was he stayed with her the whole time and then she didn't meet Bill Murray.
It'd be the three of them hanging out doing all this stuff.
How about we take a break here? Yeah, one time.
Our pal Mark Sanchez just sent a text. Ha ha, hold the mayo. You're all on fire in that rabbit hole. It's very nice that he's tuning in and following along. You got a kick out of that.
If he would have said that's embarrassing, Todd, don't ever do that again.
Or if he was congratulating any one of us other than myself for a clever line, I wouldn't have brought that up.
This is selfish time of the year because of the most valuable, least valuable Dan N.
And I mentioned Marvin didn't have that Steve Kerr sound.
I know. That was sneaky on your part.
How awful. I didn't think I was like that, but I am.
You knew that Marvin didn't get the Steve Kerr post-game
clip.
I
thought there was a pretty good chance that may have slipped his mind.
And you said, you told me the story, and I said, it'd be great if we had the clip of Steve Kerr actually saying that.
And I never gave Marvin the heads up when we would normally pre-show go, here's a list of sound that we may want for the show.
That was bad.
It's the most selfish time of the year.
Disgusting.
We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
2, 3, 4. Charles Barkley will join us on the show tomorrow. I told you, was it last week? I had a friend played in a golf tournament. He goes, "You'll never guess who won. It was a member guest." And I said, "Charles Barkley." He goes, "Yes." I go, "Wait, Charles Barkley won a golf tournament with Dan Marley?" And I said, "Well, Barkley can't play." And my friend goes, "No, he can play now. He's hitting the ball 300 yards. He's putting well. He's actually playing really well." So I said to Fritzy, "Tell Barkley we can talk NBA, but I want to talk to him about what the hell happened. He's back." Yes, Paulie.
Were you watching NBA and TNT? I think it was halftime. Kenny Smith was running up to the stage to do his segment, and Shaq started running. He pushed Shaq into the tree.
I'm
going to
call BS on
you think that was a setup?
Yes.
Because they did it years ago.
Have you been around Shaq to see how big he is and that Kenny Smith is 6'1", 180?
Well, then good for Shaq selling because he went.
Shaq sold it. Yes, he did.
And around Shaq enough to know that he always has a bit planned.
Yes.
Remember he came out Super Bowl, said he stole one of our phones. He stole one of the guys in the back's phone. And
yeah.
Dude's always got a bit planned.
Yes. There's no way that Kenny could have knocked him into the tree.
I love Shaq.
Zero. But Shaq played it so well. I love those big feet. Stick it out
of the tree. Yeah,
like snowshoes.
There is no way in the world, Kenny Smith could have done that to Shaq. Yes, Marv.
If Todd McCullough couldn't push him, neither can Kenny Smith.
Oh, Todd McCullough. Was he Washington?
I thought you were going to say, was he white?
No.
Yes, he
was. Of course
was,
he was. Yeah, University of Washington, Todd McCullough.
I remember him on the Nets.
Redhead?
You're not mixing him up with Dwayne Schintzis, are you?
No, I remember Dwayne Schintzis.
Yeah, Todd McCullough, he played, he's from Winnipeg, Canada.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And he was the second round pick. He played 4 years in the league. He gave you 6-4.
But did he play at UW?
Yes, University of Washington.
Yeah, okay. Bloop. All right, give me some credit there.
He was a net for 61 games.
Okay.
Bloop for me.
All right. Well, you brought it up.
I just know my random centers white, that Shaq abused.
White centers, you were going to say.
Who's right? who's the most?
Matt Geiger.
Okay. Georgia Tech.
I was going to say Ballhead with the Sixers.
Yeah, he could play.
Shaq really abused some guys.
Yeah. He abused everybody.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I said some guys.
Some random guys.
Aaron Williams. Jason Collins, man.
Was Aaron Williams out of Xavier? And I don't know if he was a big man.
Not next to Shaq.
Not the Collins twins? Who else?
Old school or new school?
I don't give me your random centers.
Uwe Blob out of Indiana.
Uwe Blob.
Benoit Benjamin.
Benoit Benjamin. Benoit. Yeah. Didn't he show up with either? He didn't have his uniform underneath. He didn't think he was going to play, and he didn't have his basketball shorts on underneath. And I think either that or he showed up with like two left shoes or something. Yeah, Paul.
Wasn't the bit big white centers? Was that the bit? Because Benoit Benjamin, I'm not sure. I don't want to like.
He's not white.
He sure isn't.
Okay. Oh, so was the bit random big white centers?
Well, I said Todd McCullough, and I was just thinking, I was like, look.
Are you squirming right now?
No. Oh, not this guy.
Neither is Bill Weddington.
Oh, okay.
Or Luke Longley.
Oh, Luke Longley. Yeah, same team.
Will Perdue.
Will. Where there's a Will, there's a Perdue. Another bull.
Will Vanderbilt, as Michael Jordan
Will
called
Vanderbilt.
Him.
Will Vanderbilt, yes.
That was so. I read that book, The Jordan Rules, and yeah. I was like, Michael Jordan was just so disrespectful.
To his own teammates. Yeah. Fred in West Virginia. Hi, Fred. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. What's up?
Hi, bud.
Got a limerick.
Okay.
Directed towards Todd.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
There is a young man that they call Fritzy. He tried to be smart and glitzy. He always gave his best while beating his chest, but failed because his cajones are itchy bitsy.
Okay. All right. Somehow I'm longing for a Fritzy limerick after that.
The last line was a little long.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
I have a certain iambic pentameter to it.
The cadence was a little
off.
Yeah,
it was.
But,
little bit.
Yeah, little bit. Solid effort.
Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I'll throw in Eric Montrose as a big white.
All right. North Carolina's Eric Montrose.
Very white.
There you go.
Yeah.
But hey, in honor of Jim Morrison's birthday, I was going to request Marvin play some Doors bumper music, but it's probably a little too late
for
that.
So instead,
in honor of my birthday today, I'll throw my name out there, maybe not for Caller of the Year, but maybe Rookie Caller of the Year, because I've been listening for maybe a dozen years, but I used to only call when there was a Lions highlight, and that wasn't really a whole lot to call about. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Bob. We have an MVC, Most Valuable Caller.
MVG, Most Valuable Guest.
Ooh, gosh. I mean, this award season. Yeah, Paulie.
I think we did MVG last year, Most Valuable Guest, and if I remember right, Albert Breer was in the mix because of all the good work he did last year. Or it was brought up as a possibility for this year. I'm not sure.
How about Most Valuable Guest, Todd? I'm going to ask you. Who would you say? It could be many times, could be one time, a one time.
I'd have to go through the notes, but Breer is great because he always has something, and a lot of times on short notice he comes through.
Seton?
Well, I kind of want to name it after Chris Mannix.
Oh, the Chris Mann. Yeah, but he was never the most valuable guest.
Well, nor should he be. However, he's been an important guest among all these years. So it would kind of be the Chris Mannix Most Valuable Guest Award.
Marv, you got a most valuable guest this year?
I'm going with Chuck Barkley.
Random. Right. Paulie, you got a most valuable guest?
I'd say one to keep an eye on. Mark Sanchez. His last few appearances, he's really nailed it. And I think with more regularity, he's right in the mix.
Yes, but yes, Eaton.
Paul only said that because he knows Mark Sanchez is
that
watching
is
right
true.
Now.
Absolutely.
Is, come on.
That is true.
Absolutely. Come on, you got to be better than that.
And he's a good guy.
There is some phoniness on display here.
More. Jim Jackson, I'm changing mine.
Jim Jackson, oh, yeah. There you go.
Bloop, 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 yeah. Bloop, bloop.
Jim Jackson. Oh, Todd, what did you learn today?
Chris Sims is shocked that someone with a Hall of Fame trajectory like Russell Wilson could be the worst QB in his division right now.
Seton O'Connor.
Matthew Stafford, Hall of Famer, question mark.
Marv.
We forgot about Chris Dudley.
Ooh, good call. Yale's Chris Dudley. Paulie.
And Paul Mokeski and Jack
Big
Sikma.
Big Mo. Jack Sikma.
Good shooter.
Great shooter. Top of the key. Foul line extended. What we learned brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Greg Kite played for the Celtics. Fit in there. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. We look forward to serving you tomorrow on the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close up shop on this Thursday. This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of our greatest heroes. They made for us, and it's the annual season of hope. And between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home this season of hope, U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu, 26 years of age when she was deployed to Afghanistan. That was in 2015. A few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Tunnel to Towers is delivering fully adapted, mortgage-free smart homes, and they're doing one for Maggie and her family just in time for the holidays. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.